are what we should be aiming for. Heart-centered businesses are fun to work for. My hypothesis is that open-hearted businesses are much more fun to work for, have a much longer sustainable future ahead of them, and are much more humane in their interactions with stakeholders. As I see it, this makes good business sense. Take care of those who matter, and they will take care of you. And while more and more companies are embracing the need for purpose and the idea of responsible business, I also know that this approach will not land comfortably with everyone. However, if you've gone to the trouble of buying a book about putting the heart back into business, you've passed through the first gate. If you're a business leader who is touched by the heart-centered way of being, you can start to change your business right away. There's no time like the present to begin to open your heart, and this book provides plenty of tools to help you do this. If you aren't sufficiently senior in your organization or feel your perspective won't be heard, I can assure you there are plenty of open-hearted, purposeful businesses out there where you'd probably be a lot happier. This idea is not a new one. That's why the title of this book refers to putting the heart back into business. Many of the original Quaker businesses had a heart. After all, it was Joseph Rowntree who invented the idea of the pension and the staff canteen. He considered that well-housed and well-fed employees were worth investing in, and saw that this was good business. Why?